Well, good morning. Good morning, and welcome back to the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Motivation Call because we have spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are going to the top in 2014. We are claiming it, we're declaring it, we're decreeing it, and we just believe that that is going to happen for us this year. We declare and decree uncommon favor, double and triple blessings, and restoration. We just know that we are going to have a complete and total turnaround this year. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships will all be recovered. Everything we have lost over the last 10 years, I've just been saying that for the last couple of months, the last 10 years are going to be recovered in our lives. Somebody on this call needs to have that motivation today in their life. I believe somebody is a little down this morning. Somebody is feeling a little defeated today. But I'm here to tell you that you need to speak that out into the atmosphere. Everybody touch your phones with me right now. And we're going to say that simple sentence. Y'all ready? We're going to say it together. Say these words. I am going to the top in 2014. That one simple sentence. Say it again. I am going to the top in 2014. And if you said that simple sentence, I believe deep in my spirit that so it is spoken, it is so. So it is spoken, it is so. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And on behalf of my husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you once again for joining us on this call today. And we never, ever take it for granted that you're with us today. We know everybody's busy. We got lots of stuff going on. But you're here. You're getting your daily motivation, or actually your Monday motivation. And we just are so pleased that you are here with us. Now, you know, Charles and I, we're honoring a commitment that we made to do these calls each and every Monday to jumpstart you, to motivate you, and to inspire you to stay the course in your business. And I know there's a few people on the call today that do not have their business. They are still working a job, but they believe that this year that their business is going to come to fruition. And Charles and I, we are touching and agreeing with you today that if you don't have a business on this call, that it will come to pass this year. Now, each Monday, I try to do a little bit of a weekend recap. So I'm going to just begin by really giving a shout-out to everyone who came out last Thursday to the phenomenal EPNET Evening Business Building Mixer. And we had it last Thursday at the Woodmore Country Club, and one word sums it up: powerful. That event was probably one of the most powerful we've had to date. And if you missed it, oh my goodness, I don't even know what to say. That event was phenomenal. Absolutely just amazing networking, amazing connections were made. Serious business owners were there. And just business connections were made. Every single person in that room made at least 2 to 3 business connections, and it was just amazing. I just can't even say enough about it. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who came out last Thursday. When you press, you are always blessed. When you are pressing your way to an event, when you really don't feel like going and you go anyway, I guarantee you, you get a double and triple blessing. So stay tuned for the next EPNET Evening Business Building Mixer. You don't want to miss it because I'm telling you, business connections are made at every EPNET experience. Now, the rest of the weekend was a little bit of a blur because some of you guys know I had a major deadline that I was working on. I was diligently working on it all weekend. And you know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we have to shut ourselves in a cave and drown out the distractions in order to get some things done, right? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody raising your hands on that one? So sometimes you just got to get the distractions out of your head and go ahead and just shut yourself up in a room and work on that goal. Work on that plan. Work on that dream so you can get it done and bring it to fruition. So I am pleased to say that I made a lot of progress on my major deadline, and God is good, and I just really am thankful that my husband was allowing me the opportunity and the time to just lock myself away in the room. So that was my weekend recap, and I'm so pleased to announce that he is back, guys. He is back with me today. He wasn't able to join me last week, but he has made it back today, and I would like to present to some and introduce to others my amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And once again, good morning and welcome to everyone on the call. Thank you very much, Lynn, for the introduction. It is good to be back. My apologies for not being able to be with you last week. Of course, as entrepreneurs, sometimes business does call, and when it calls, we got to go. But I truly know that the fabulous Mrs. Teresa Royal Brown did hold it down, and I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it does go together, and really represented for both of us on the call. Did hear that it was excellent as usual, and each week, you know, we do have a lot of new people on the call, and today is no different than any other. We have a lot of new people on the call this morning who may not know us or what we do, and a lot of times the question comes up, who is EPNET, and what do we do?
Who is EPNET? EPNET is a business-building organization. We specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. Now, every week I say that, and I know people are like, okay, what does that mean exactly? You know, when you meet people at different events, or, you know, even if you're on a plane or at the mall, wherever, when you meet people, it's not about you. You have to build relationships. And EPNET helps you build those relationships by, you know, we host networking events. We do seminars, workshops, retreats, and we like to call our events experiences because the experience we give our attendees is warm, it's fun, it's interactive. And, you know, the whole process is so you can build relationships, not just meet folks, get a card, and keep moving. You build those relationships, and actually those relationships turn into friendships. And one of our biggest events that we have, or actually experiences that we have each year, is our phenomenal, amazing, wonderful EPNET Legacy Awards Ball. And it is held every October, and this year it will be held October 25th. And this is where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year. We are not new kids on the block. This is our ninth year of hosting these awesome experiences, and we just hope that somewhere along the way this year that you come to one of our experiences and grow your business and your bottom line with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, exactly. And a lot of you that are on the call, some of you have been on the call many times, but we have not met you yet. So feel free, when you hear about different events and things like that, definitely come out and join us. We would love to meet you, love to network and do business with you. And speaking of the calls, a lot of people ask, you know, well, why do you even do the motivational call? As Teresa mentioned a little earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because a lot of times, you know, we've experienced the same thing. You know, being an entrepreneur, you're out there by yourself, and sometimes you feel like, you know what, I'm just out here doing this on my own. I don't have any help. And we understand that because we live the same life that you live, actually. And a part-time entrepreneur, and she's full-time with her event planning. So we definitely understand, you know, if you're trying to work your business and work a full-time job, or if you're that full-time entrepreneur and you just don't know what today is going to offer. No 2 days are ever the same.
Nope.
What's going to happen today?
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, some of you know the EPNET organization was started in 2006 because I could not find any great events or workshops that would put me in the room with like-minded entrepreneurs and professionals. And so I just said, you know what, nobody else is doing it, so I'm going to do it. And thus the EPNET organization was born, and it has truly been an amazing journey. I cannot tell you how many awesome people that I have met over the last 9 years, some high-profile entrepreneurs, a lot of celebrity entrepreneurs, regular entrepreneurs, just all walks of life. and also professionals, people who want to have their own business. It's truly been an amazing journey. And we invite you, make sure that you take time and come to at least one FNET experience this year. Your life will be changed, and seriously, you will grow your business and your bottom line. All right. You know what time it is, guys?
What time is it?
Do you know what time it is?
I know what time it is.
All right, everybody on the call, it is time for the FNET Entrepreneur Affirmation. Woo-hoo! All right, it's that time. I want everybody, wherever you are, to prepare your hearts and minds, because we are about to speak into the atmosphere who we are. You have to speak those things that be not as though they were, right? So I want as many of you as possible to stand up. I know, some of y'all tell me every week that y'all stand up, but I know y'all don't stand up.
Uh-oh.
All right, so let me see who's on the call today. Tanisha Taylor. Hello, Tanisha Taylor. I see you on the call, sweetie. I need you standing up so you can say that affirmation with us. I see Lady Carletta Orr. Lady Carletta Orr, good to see you. Nicole Bailey's on the call today. Rosetta Thompson. That's my girl, Rosetta. Love myself some Rosetta. Hey, lady. I need you standing up, Miss Lady. Let's see who else is on the call. Joy Terrell. Sharon Bullock. Tia Tenacious Titus. Wow, we got some great folks on the call today. Please, please, everyone, stand up wherever you are and repeat this affirmation with us. Are you ready, Charles?
I am ready, and we are going to say this like we truly believe in our business, and we are getting motivated for the rest of the week.
All right, and Darlene Hart and Susan Fakey, I see y'all on the call. I saw y'all sneak on the call. I want each and every one of you guys to stand up and repeat this affirmation after us. All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Nice and loud. And if you're driving, the people right next to you should think you're going crazy.
All right.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic.
I am courageous.
Courageous.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right, y'all know I'm going to stop at amazing because I just don't know if they put their hand motions in it. Lady Sharon Bullock, did you put your hand motions in it when you said you were amazing? I don't know if you did it, my dear. Okay. Nicole Bailey, I want you to put your hand motions in it. We're going to say that one more again. Because when you say you're amazing, you are speaking that out into the atmosphere about who you are. Not me, not Charles, not anybody else on the call. You're talking about you. So we're going to say that one more again. Lady Rosetta Thompson, come on now. I want you standing up and putting those hand motions in it. Let's do it again, Charles.
I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right, now I felt that one. I don't know if y'all felt that one. I felt that one. All right.
I could tell you felt that one.
I did.
I am
consistent.
Consistent.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
All right. Do you guys believe it?
Yes.
Do you really believe it?
Yes.
All right, everybody. I want you to high five yourself, high five somebody with you, high five the steering wheel if you're driving, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
Woo-hoo! All right. And, you know, we say this affirmation before each and every FNET experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, and our businesses, that it will come to pass.
It will.
It will come to pass. So everybody on this call, you have to speak life. speak life, speak good things, speak positivity, and watch your life, watch your family, and watch your circumstances change.
Exactly. Not might come to pass, not maybe come to pass, but definitely will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot forget that when we're on this journey of going to the top, we have to reach back, grab somebody else's hand, bring them right along with us.
Yes.
It's not about us. It's about reaching back and helping someone else get to the top also.
Amen.
That's very, very, very important.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Not about us, guys. Not about us.
And you know what I just thought about?
Hmm.
And we truly have to apologize. We were saying blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
And especially for new people on the call, and some of the people who have been on for a while are probably wondering, we didn't start off the way we usually do.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
But we are going to backtrack and start the way we usually do. We usually start all of our calls and all of our events off with a word of prayer. And we were just so motivated.
We were so excited today.
Exactly. Motivated and just ready to jump in and get everybody ready for the week. But we cannot start the week without going to the I Am.
Right.
We can say I Am all we want to, but we have to start with the I Am. So
yeah.
Those of you on the call, if you don't mind, go ahead and bow with us. If you're driving, definitely keep your eyes open as we start off with a word of prayer. Father, have we just come to you right now giving you thanks, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you just for another opportunity and time to come together and fellowship. As we fellowship on this call, we just ask that you bless everyone that's on the call, bless their businesses, bless their families, everything that they put their hands to. We just call it blessed this morning. Father, we just thank you for the rest. We thank you that we can also be still and know that you are God. We just ask that you touch everyone on this call from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Sickness, we know it's gone right now in the name of Jesus. And that is whose name we lift this prayer up to right now and give you thanks once again. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Mm.
So last week, and I love the name Charles. My name is Charles. Last week we had Dr. Charles on, Dr. Lloyd Charles. He is the inventor of the win-win relationship game. If you're not on the call last week, you definitely want to go back and listen to the replay. It was all about relationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly. phenomenal call. If you missed it, you know, definitely go back and check it out on the website. The website, if you don't have it, epnetonline.com. And click on the box that says Monday Motivational Call to get that replay. The spelling is EPNETONLINE, epnetonline.com.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, indeed. We enjoyed Dr. Charles last week. And for those of you who were on the call, you realize it was a lot of great information. Dr. Charles is truly awesome, and we truly enjoyed having him last week. So make sure, if you did not hear that call, that you click on Monday Motivational Calls on our website and check him out. Dr. Charles, once again, we thank you for being on our call last week. It was indeed an honor. Now, today, we are pleased to have one of our newest elite members of the EPNET organization, none other than Lady Natisha Brownlee. And Natisha is the owner of Be Relaxed Destinations, LLC, as well as she is a proud veteran. And I just love, love, love that she served all of us in the military, and we just thank her so much for her service. As you know, also Charles is also former military as well. So I have a special place in my heart for all military. But before we begin and before we bring Natisha onto the call, we want everybody to make sure that they have their pads, pens, pencils, whatever you got, iPads, iPhones. You know how this is 21st century, so everybody takes notes in their own way. But make sure that whatever you have that you take notes with, that you have it readily available, because I know that Lady Natisha is about to drop the knowledge for us today. And Lady Natisha's topic today is entrepreneurs. Are you burnt out? Discover how travel can make you rejuvenated. So, let's jump right in. Lady Natisha Brownlee, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
All right, Lady Natisha. Woo-hoo! So good to hear from you, my dear. Thanks for joining us today. We are excited to have you.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
All right. So, Lady Natisha, we are excited to hear about your topic today. So Charles and I, we're about to get our own notepads and pens out, and we're about to give you the floor. So, Lady Natisha, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. A little nervous, but I'm going to get through this. I'm excited. And like Teresa said, I am Natisha Brownlee, owner of Be Relaxed Destinations, and I am going to talk to you about how travel can help you avoid burnout. And just a bit about me, I am very proud Navy veteran. I served 12 years in the military. And then when I got out in 2008, I knew that I didn't want to be, employee for the rest of my life. It just stressed me out, freaked me out thinking about, working for someone else for the next 20, 30 years.
Right.
And I decided to, travel is my obsession, and I wanted to, share my obsession with the world. So I researched how to start my own travel agency, and Be Relaxed Destinations doors were open in 2010. We are a luxury group travel agency. We focus on groups for small and large, four and up, and family reunions, friend getaways, and nonprofit fundraising, and corporate conferences and seminars and retreats. So to get into the topic of how travel can help you avoid burnout, taking a vacation is is essential for everyone. And to go and fully unplug, just step away from your business and just be for a little bit will help you immensely. And this is not me saying this as a travel advisor. This is proven that if taking at least 2 weeks of a 2 week vacation annually will extend your life. Psychologists support that the necessity of vacation it helps to avoid burnout, decrease stress, and generate a fresh thinking, fresh ideas for your business. The impact that taking a vacation has on your mental state is profound. And most people, they come back with a better perspective on their life, more motivated to achieve their goals after taking a vacation. Even a short weekend vacation can help you refresh your creativity and your ideas and your life. Mm-hmm. But first I'm going to talk about the health benefits. Taking time away from your work and your routine allows your body to replenish and repair itself. I found a study from the Mind and Body Center of the University of Pittsburgh, and they studied 14 participants, and they found that taking a vacation lessens the potential for cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, and other conditions. They also discovered that it lessens depression So it also lowers the blood pressure, and you can also lose weight. Oh, that sounds crazy.
Wow.
But every time, I know that sounds crazy, but every time I go for at least like a week, and even eating 8-course gourmet meals, mm-hmm. I come back a little bit lighter, at least 5 pounds lighter. I mean, they don't stay off. But at least I did it that
wow.
time. So yeah, you can come back even a smaller waistline. So they found that women especially benefit from taking vacations. According to a study that I found, women taking vacations less often than twice a year, less often than once every 2 years, they suffer from depression and increased stress more than women who take at least one vacation per year. So it helps us stay sane. that's the moral of it. It helps you stay sane.
Right.
Taking a vacation will increase your creativity and innovation. Like I said previously, it's proven that entrepreneurs get their best ideas from their businesses just stepping away and taking a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally, when I'm on the train or in my car, I find I have come up with my biggest ideas just sitting on the train and doing nothing. So imagine what you can create if you're while you're lounging around on a at the pool at a resort, a luxury, it has to be luxury, a luxury resort or on a luxury cruise ship. I just luxury stuff. So without the pressure to respond to crises, the entrepreneurs have the opportunity to consider innovative approaches. So it just opens your mind to be able to do the things that you have these ideas and you want to implement these ideas, but you don't know how to implement these ideas because you have worked yourself to the bone and now you're burned out. So this allows you to open up your mind, free yourself, and just relax, and then all that creativity, that creative thought will flow easier. Vacations should really be defined as a time when we truly unplug from our businesses and just relax and have fun. Entrepreneurs in creative fields especially need this opportunity to recharge their battery. So if you have a business that's very creative and you don't take time off, you hit a wall and you need a change. So a vacation allows you, again, to refresh your brain cells. And finally, there's an economic and productive benefit. So when you return, you feel better about yourself, you feel better about your business, and it allows you to become more productive. Research shows, again, that even so entrepreneurs do not take annual vacations, they still believe in a restorative power of saving them. So if you believe that and you know that, you should definitely work to achieve that. You are not doing yourself any favors by not taking one. Even though you're physically present, you mentally start to check out, and this does not allow for you to do your best work. So if you're overworked, you become distracted, and which means you're doing yourself and your clients a disservice, and this will affect your bottom line. So I say, find your favorite travel advisors, get your friends, your family, the ones you haven't seen in a while, and celebrate your achievements, because you've worked really hard to hustle and grind for those achievements.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so this is the only life that we are aware of, so why waste it and not enjoy that time? The saying, what is that saying? Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
So you need to, you know, enjoy your life now because no one is promised tomorrow. So that is, and I'm guilty. I'm so guilty of working and grinding on my business to the point where I've gone crazy and I just can't shut down. So then that's when I need to, I take the time. But I'm a traveler, so I can take the time anytime I want. But,
wow.
But, so I'm guilty even though I plan travel for my clients. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are my points. I think that it's just important to not wait till you retire or wait for that bucket list that you're in the one day going to achieve that you check off. You should take the time now, even if it's a quick weekend. It's health benefits. I mean, cancer, breast cancer, cardiovascular disease, just by going on a trip and having somebody cater to you for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sounds very good. I'm ready to go.
Yes.
That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But, you know, Natisha, I did want to ask you a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said about taking a vacation and reduces stress, and I know we as females, we are always so stressed out. And our biggest thing is, you know, we don't have the time. We don't have time to do this, and we don't have time to do that. What do you say to that for those busy entrepreneurs, those busy females that are saying, hey, I don't have the time to do it?
Well, I mean, we all have the same amount of time in the day. Mm-hmm. And we our life is not infinite. So so there's travel advisors. That is the whole entire point of using an advisor. We take that time for you. We, personally, my service, we're VIP concierge service, so we take care of every aspect. And every travel agent I know has experience, they have the connections, so they know what to do for you. You can trust that they will take care of your wants and your desires, your ideas, and make it happen for you. And you don't have to think about planning and researching on the internet and looking these things up. And even if you do, they can still help you implement the things that you found. So if you lack time, hire an advisor. I mean, when you're searching for a house, you hire a real estate agent. If you're needing legal assistance, you hire a lawyer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes,
so, I mean, that's the same benefit that you receive from a travel advisor.
Excellent.
Hey, Ms. Mishita, actually, I have a question for you myself also, because one of the things you talk about in regards to taking that vacation is being able to unplug, and we live in a social media-driven society these days.
Oh, Lord.
Do you have any recommendations while we are on that vacation, when that temptation comes around to open up that laptop or get on that computer and start doing some work?
And truthfully, there's nothing completely wrong with that, because we all have businesses that we have clients that we have to take care of, and pretty much every resort, every cruise line has the capability to allow you to work. So I would say maybe set your timer to say you're going to do an hour and work on that hour and then put it away, because, I mean, you're there for a vacation, you're there to enjoy yourself, but you're not going to, if you have pending deadlines, you have stuff that you're working on, you're still going to stress about that, and you're not going to relax and unwind. So at least take a little bit of time, schedule just a little bit of time to get those little tasks done, and then put it away and go enjoy your time that you have there. But you paid to be there, so enjoy. Go enjoy it. But you know, I work when I travel. I'm a lazy traveler, though, personally. All I care about is eating and sleeping.
Me too, Natasha. Me too, girl.
That is it. I am not a mixer.
All I want to do is eat and sleep. I don't want to do nothing else, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm not a hiker. I don't hide. I'll stay snorkel because I don't, you know. So I'm a lazy traveler, but I still, you know, take a little bit of time, check my emails, respond to my clients, and then get back to the business of eating and sleeping.
Wow. And, you know, I'm so glad Natasha said that. So for anybody on this call that's really paying attention to this, when you go on vacation, you don't have to do anything. And see, Charles and I, we have a little bit of a battle sometimes about that, because he wants to get in the water, and he wants to snorkel and kayak and do all that. I just want to go lay on the beach with my book and just rest. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything else because I'm tired. I just want to rest and relax my mind. So for those on the call, I love what Natasha just said. You do not have to do anything, and it's okay. It's okay. So good. That was excellent, Natasha. I'm glad you said that.
I think there's something else we learned today, too. You can go on vacation and just eat and sleep, come back, and still lose 5 pounds.
Every time I do it, I'm going to my vacation consists of going and work. So there's a combination of the two. But the last one I went on, it was 8-course meals every day, and we started on Saturday. By Wednesday, I was full. I just couldn't eat anymore. But I still came back 5 pounds later. So it's because you're relaxing. It's because you're not stressing about, you know, your day-to-day activity. You're not worried about what's going on, and you just have time to. And what they say, that stress is the biggest thing that makes you gain weight, belly fat. So when you're just relaxing and you're enjoying your surroundings, you're not stressed about anything. So
that's very true.
That's
very
a weight loss. I should sell that weight
you
loss.
You should sell that. I want you to sell that.
You could be 20 pounds by taking a 2-week vacation.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, Natasha, we are just so honored and so humbled that you were on our call this morning. And Charles and I and the entire FNET family, we want to support you. So please let us know, do you have any events coming up? Do you want to just promote your website? You have the floor. So let us know how we can get in contact with you, the whole nine. Give us all your stuff.
Yes, I have a couple of events coming up they're next year, actually, but we're starting to book in them now. One is a culinary cruise on Oceana Cruise Lines. We have Chef Kermit, who is going to be our celebrity chef, and he's going to demonstrate his amazing culinary magic. He's the executive chef over there at Vino Vilos in Tyson's Corner, Galleria, and I'll have that up on the website here by the end of the week.
Okay.
And so really, and then I have a couple of little getaways. I have one that's coming up in November for a volunteering thing for singles of people who they want to give back before the holidays. They want to volunteer and do something. We're going to do it in Haiti for a week, and then we're going to go and enjoy a week in Dominican Republic at a spa. So giving it, you know, that's your opportunity to give back and then also relax. So that's another thing that we have coming up.
Okay, so what's
and
your website?
And my website is BeRelaxedDestinations.com. And it, you know, it has a little detail on how if you have a family reunion or any kind of group friends getaway that you want to plan, that is what we do. And reach out and we will get that done for you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you,
Careful.
My dear Natisha. So
don't
hang up. I'm about to put you back on mute. But thank you so much for being with us today. We enjoyed you, and I'm glad to know that you are a lazy traveler like me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was an awesome. Love it.
Oh,
thank you.
No problem. Thanks for being with us, my dear.
Thank you very much.
All right. Love that information from Lady Natisha. Woohoo! Awesome. Awesome.
Right on time.
Yes. Yes.
That was an awesome call. Of course, we thank her once again for being on the call today. And I think we have maybe a couple of announcements.
Okay, so yeah, now FNET, we have a couple quick announcements. Don't forget, our FNET camp is going to be held August 10th through the 16th. We do have room for a couple more campers, so please, please click on the FNETonline.com website on the camp tab for more information. And we'll be reaching out to our network this week to firm up the schedule and enlist the support of our supporters and members to make this the best camp ever. So be on the lookout for information.
Mm-hmm.
Save the date, August 3rd. August 3rd. Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. Special VIP invitations will be sent out to those who have attended in the past. And, I won't give it away, but we're going to be sending out some special VIP invitations to those who have attended Bold, Brave, and Beautiful in the past. That'll go out tonight. For everyone else, we'll be opening it up to the general public tomorrow, so don't delay. When you get the information, sign up ASAP, August 3rd. Make sure you're in the place, the Woodmore Country Club, Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. It's going to be awesome. And finally, the FNET Legacy Awards Ball.
Maybe if I can interrupt.
Go ahead.
For the new people on the call, what exactly is Bold, Brave, and Beautiful?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bold, Brave, and Beautiful is a women entrepreneur and professional event. Women only. Now, we have relented a couple of years in the past, and the guys, they bugged me so much.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, we had two tables full of guys.
They let us sneak in.
They just wanted to be so nosy. But it's a female women entrepreneur event, and if you have not been, this is our fifth year doing it. You need to be in the place. Only women. Women only this time. I don't think we're going to let the men come to this one. But it's going to be awesome. Our speaker is going to be Lady Jan Fox. Jan Fox is also one of our awardees this year. So make sure that you put that on your calendar. August the 3rd, it's a Sunday. It's going to be after church from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So make sure that you get that on the calendar. It's going to be a good event, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, FNET Legacy Awards Ball, October 25th. Early bird tickets have been on sale for several months. On our website, www.fnetonline.com, click on the Legacy Awards tab. Make sure those early bird tickets will be going up soon, so make sure that you get your ticket to the Legacy Awards Ball, October 25th. We have lots more in store, but we're not going to bore you anymore with announcements. Just keep your eyes open. And once again, we just want to thank you for joining us on this important call today. And remember, we are FNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line
one relationship at a time.
And remember, please put the strategies into place that Lady Natisha shared with us. Those are some awesome strategies that she shared.
because we want to make sure that you are not stressing in your life and in your business. Take some time to travel, rejuvenate yourself, restore yourself in order that you can keep moving and shaking in your business. Have an awesome week.
Yes, have a blessed week.
Take care.
Bye now.